That's pretty, but falsato, she said. GRB-1's up in geosynchronous orbit. The Earth's just a big ball that gets in the way. So what's this anomaly? I mean, what does the word mean? It means something unexpected, a mystery. In this case, we recorded the gamma ray burst, but when the computer tried to find out what source it was, there was no object there in previous records. I mean down to the 25th magnitude, which is about as faint as they get. That was the first anomaly, which was interesting. The second was startling. Whenever we get a burst that's more than a few seconds long, we send out a request to the Japanese Gamma Ray Observatory on the moon for backup data. The detector's more powerful. It found the burst, but said that our position was a tiny hair off. We checked, and no, our position was accurate. What it was parallax. She anticipated the question. You hold your finger up at arm's length and look at it at first with your right eye, then with your left. She demonstrated, blinking. The finger appears to change position with respect to things farther away. That's parallax. Stars, let alone galaxies, are too far away for there to be a measurable parallax between the moon and GRB-1, the right eye and the left. This thing was only about a tenth of a light year away. It's not a star. So what is it? That's the third anomaly, the fantastic one. I went to analyze the signal. It was a long, steady beep for 60 seconds, then a jumble for 60 seconds, and then another steady beep, and then an identical jumble. She paused. Do you know what that means? You tell me, he said quietly. It means the signal isn't natural. The 60-second minute is not an interval that occurs in nature. Yet it was coming from somewhere farther than humans have ever been? That's right. And it's obviously a signal. I put it through a decryptation, what we call a Drake program. It's a simple frequency modulation, like FM radio. This is the message. She pushed the button and said, Previous, previous. Dan pointed at the screen and the camera obeyed. They're coming? Yes, initially at almost the speed of light. At the rate they're slowing down, 50 G's deceleration. They'll be here in exactly 3 months. That's New Year's Day. He was silent for a moment. Suppose it's a hoax. Could it be a fake, a joke? Well, somebody could get to my computer, their dad, and set me up for a practical joke. But they couldn't get to the moon. I mean, I just told them where to look, and there it was. So something's out there, Dan laughed nervously. An invasion from outer space. We'd better hope it's not an invasion. You extrapolate back from the first signal, and when that thing first appeared, it was going 0.999, 15 or 16 nines of the speed of light. She leaned toward the little camera and spoke carefully. If you took all of the energy that all of the world produces in 1 year and put it all into a space drive, we couldn't make a golf ball go that fast. If it's an invasion, we've had it. Perdido. Dios, Dan said under his breath. Use your phone? He reached past her and picked up the wand, checked his watch while he was punching. Charlene, listen up, Dan. You have to cut me a 15-second teaser on the 7 o'clock, then a 3-minute lead at 8, and a 5-minute lead at 9, and get... Listen, it's my ass, not yours. And get Harry and Rebecca down here right now for depth and color, for 9. He listened. Just tell Julie to be down in room 6 in 15 minutes. I'm going to show him two crystals that'll blow him into the next county, the next century. We're going to scoop the whole fucking world. He nodded at the phone. The second coming, Bambina. The second coming. He hung up the wand and pulled a data crystal out of the small camera, and then stood and extracted a similar crystal from the large one. Thanks, Professor. You were great. Gotta run. Couple science types be here in a half hour. He started for the door. Your cameras? They'll use them. He sprinted down the hall, crashed through an emergency exit, and ran down the stairs.